The event is called a Tidal Town Hall, and candidates for Pensacola Mayor, Escambia County Commission, and the U.S. House of Representatives will be there taking questions. Jen Zipperer is Communications Director with Rethink Energy Florida, a group that was formed in the aftermath of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill and is putting on the Tidal Town Halls across the state.
At these events, we have a panel of candidates ranging from, you know, local to congressional, and they gather together and the moderator asks them questions developed by our questions panel, and then the audience can submit question cards that then the moderator will pass on to the candidates to answer. So it's a very interactive event. It's designed so voters can really figure out where these candidates stand on the topic of sea level rise and how they plan to plan for it, really, and protect our state of Florida from this phenomenon.
The mission statement of Rethink Energy Florida is to engage, educate, and empower citizens to take action and achieve energy independence in a healthier, more sustainable environment. They hope that these town halls can educate both the public and the candidates about the effects of sea level rise.
That affects our infrastructure, our, you know, tourism-based economy, and how that will later affect us being able to function as a state. And we really are wanting the candidates to take this seriously and recognize that climate change-driven sea level rise is real and it's happening here in Florida, and there are things that we can do about it, but we have to do those things now.
In total, there will be 15 Tidal Town Halls held across the state from Pensacola to Miami and Naples. Jen Zipperer says this is a new experience for Rethink Energy Florida.
This is our first time ever doing something like this before. It's one of our biggest projects that we've taken on. We were fortunate enough to be joined by First Street Foundation, and each local event has local organizers that have joined us in sponsoring the event and getting the word out. And the Pensacola Tidal Town Hall is actually co-sponsored by some local organizations, the Emerald Coast Keeper, Gulf Restoration Network, Citizens Climate Lobby, and Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge.
And while not all candidates attend the events, Zipperer says the ones that have already been held have been successful.
We have a great turnout at each event. We are seeing a very wide variety of involvement from all levels. And it's been really great to see the candidates come out and really talk about this and, you know, give voters some answers on this topic, which typically isn't, you know, as heavily addressed as some of the other topics we may hear from candidate forums that are happening.
The Pensacola Tidal Town Hall will be held Tuesday, August 14th at the West Florida Regional Library on Spring Street in Pensacola. So far, a total of 14 candidates are scheduled to appear. There is no charge, and you can reserve your seat at tidaltownhalls.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.